When you pick up Charisma Magazine, do you make a beeline for Stephen Strang's column? If so, you're like a lot of Charisma readers. Now you have the option of listening to Charisma's founder's column, not just read it. I'm Kurt Landry, and I downloaded Charisma Media Audio app. Get it for yourself at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit. Download the app today. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about transitioning leadership of one of the largest Christian ministries around the world. That story right after this short message.
Have you ever asked yourself the question, how do I reach those in my family or church who are struggling with homosexuality? In her book, An Unconventional Love Letter to the LGBTQ Community, Jessica Newsom shares her personal journey of freedom from a homosexual lifestyle. This resource will give practical application for bridging the gap between the church and the LGBTQ community. If you desire to have effective tools for ministering to the LGBTQ community, you can get Jessica's latest book at loveatthecross.com/book. Be sure to also check out her weekly podcast show on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's called The Victory is Greater Than the Struggle, Ex-Lesbian Podcast. You can find it at cpnshows.com.
After almost two decades of leading CRU, Campus Crusade for Christ, International, President Steve Douglas announced his intention to pass the leadership baton this coming fall. He says that he has regularly prayed about how long he should serve as president of the ministry, and over several months, he feels that the Lord is leading him to step aside, saying, "CRU will need a strong president to guide us through the potentially challenging times of the next few years. That only accentuates the need to make a wise, orderly selection and transition during the next several months." The 74-year-old communicated that a series of health issues have reduced my ability, energy, and focus. After being a student at both MIT and Harvard Business School, Stephen Douglas joined CRU back in 1969, and he worked closely with Campus Crusade for Christ founder Bill Bright. In the year 2000, Bright announced that Executive Vice President Steve Douglas would be his successor, and the transition happened in August of 2001. Through his leadership, President Douglas emphasized maximizing partnership with others to tell people about the hope of Jesus Christ and the purpose for their lives. He plans on remaining on staff with CRU and focusing on cooperative initiatives. Douglas says, "I have been especially grateful for the privilege CRU has had to work together with so many ministries, denominations, and local churches. I stand ready to help the new leader succeed and to play an ongoing role in helping us and other ministries collaborate." CRU has a ministry presence in 190 countries and has seen hundreds of millions of people make decisions to live for Jesus since its humble beginnings. The board of directors request prayer for wisdom as they seek the Lord for who should lead the ministry into the next season. Thank you, Stephen Douglas, for your incredible leadership and advancing the kingdom of God. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more great Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.